I'm Papa.
And I guess I'm Duncan.
And you're listening to
Papa and Duncan. All right, Papa, what is your question for Duncan tonight?
If you were the hug machine, who and what would you hug?
Oh, if I was the hug machine, who or what would I hug? Should I hug you?
Someone different than me.
Why is that? Don't you love Papa's hugs?
I don't know.
Tickle hugs?
No. No.
Should I hug your brother?
Yeah.
Your mother?
Yeah.
Your foot?
No!
What could I hug? I would hug all the people I love, but what could I hug? Maybe something big and fluffy. What would be big and fluffy?
This purple pillow.
This furry purple pillow in your pillow pile
and
corner.
And also that turns pink.
I'm looking at something that you have two of in your room. One is on your yellow chest and one is right on your lap.
Oh, Baymax.
I would hug Baymax.
No, I have four.
You have a ton of Baymax stuff.
Yeah, if you want to see the other.
Sure, just be careful. So if I could hug someone or something, I think I would hug Baymax. Do you remember when we gave Baymax a hug at Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you get? Yeah, that's your Baymax action figure.
And then my other one.
Yeah, your Baymax keychain.
Mini version of it. That's also a keychain.
That's very cool. I like it. So I would hug Baymax. Maybe not with his armor or his costume on. Just when he's big and soft and inflated. What does Baymax say? Do you remember?
Ba la 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 la.
Ba la 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 la. Yeah. I would hug Baymax. Good question, buddy. You ready for mine? Come on over. He's returning to Pillow Corner. All right. My question is, if you could build any object out of gingerbread, what would you build?
I also read a book.
We read a book tonight about gingerbread, yeah. So if you could build anything, doesn't have to be a house, it could be anything out there made out of gingerbread, what would you like to make?
This would be funny.
Okay.
A school on top of a pool.
A school on top of a pool made out of gingerbread.
Yeah.
That would be pretty funny. How would the school not sink in the pool?
Because the school is bigger than the pool.
Oh, so how would you get to the pool from inside the school?
When you walk in, you can walk around the outside. If you don't want to go in the pool.
Oh. Is there a rule for using a tool to build a school on top of a pool?
No. Those also rhyme.
They do rhyme. And the big question is, when you're done building your school on top of a pool out of gingerbread, would you leave it there forever or would you eat it?
Leave it there forever.
You wouldn't eat any of it?
Oh, maybe eat a bit.
Like a doorknob?
Well, then people won't be able to get it.
That's a good point. What would be a good part of a school on a pool to eat? That won't break it. It'll leave everything nice except for one little piece that you get to eat.
Maybe the roof.
You're going to eat the whole roof?
Yeah.
Okay. That's quite a bit. Maybe a piece of the roof so that the snow doesn't get inside of your school on a pool.
Or the rain.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, rain is fine.
Would the rain wash icing off of the gingerbread or would it already be hard?
It would already be hard.
Okay, I like that. That's a good answer.
Like the pool would be made of icing.
Ooh, so you could dive into it and eat it?
Yep.
That's pretty good. Okay, buddy. Good answers, good questions tonight. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
Yes, Mr. Gingerbread.
All right. See ya. Bye-bye.
See ya. No, don't tickle hug me.
See ya. Bye-bye.
End it.